Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Being. I'm I.A. Young, and we have an exciting show for you this evening. And of course, you know we want to hear from you. Tonight, we're going to revisit our resilient reset point. Over the past 2 months, we've explored the foundation and the functions of day-to-day living and how we do that with our current state of mind. Once again, riding with me is Shelley Burgess, Chief Executive Publisher of the Penthouse Group. Welcome back, Shelley.
Thank you, Iris. Thank you for having me. It is great to be here. I look forward to your show every Tuesday afternoon. And it's amazing because, you know, we're all busy. We got busy lives and we're always on the go. But I find that once we start talking and doing our, you know, you help us do our soul work, It's reinvigorating and refreshing to the soul. So I am happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Yeah, this, you know, creating this show, I'm not exempt from doing the work, you know. So it's been helpful for me, too, you know, being able to revisit some things. You know, from the first show, when we started The Power of Being, we were talking about being intentionally transformed so we can be the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be in life. From episode to episode, one built upon the next, and we started out with just understanding what the power of be means and understanding that in order for us to be ourselves, our best self, we have to come out of our comfort zone. We have to ask those tough questions and look inwardly, not outwardly, as far as the work that we need to do to improve ourselves. We talked about the necessity of being grateful, understanding that although we may have a lot of stuff going on, if we can just be mindful of the things that are going right, it allows us to maintain a focus of faith and hope.
That's wonderful. You know, before we dive in and really get into things, let's remind callers how they can join the conversation. 515-602-9723. Iris wants to hear from you. Let's do this soul work together. Join the conversation, 515-602-9723. Might have a comment. For those who have been on previous shows, you know, this is a safe place, a powerful place to really, really share and offer up comments and, you know, add your experiences to the conversation. So we'll give that number out a few more times, Iris. Just wanted to make sure that your listeners have a way to join us tonight and join the conversation.
Thank you so much, Shelley. That's wonderful. I definitely would love to know how, from week to week, how these PowerPoints are impacting people and finding out and hearing some feedback as far as what these episodes have been empowering and motivating people to do and be. So, yeah, please call in. We're looking forward to talking to you. As I was saying earlier, some of the other things that we talked about, Shelley, was identifying and managing our emotional triggers.
Yes.
Yeah. finding out what those things are that cause us to instantly or without thought go to an emotional place instead of taking that moment to pause and think about and process where our mind versus our emotion really is in any given situation. We talked about discussing the importance of being intentional in all things. You know, when you're intentional, it allows you to what I like to call turn off the automatic pilot. It puts you back in the driver's seat, and it allows you to really think about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what the impact of it is going to be. And then last week, or the week before last, rather, I should say, we talked about learning the importance of setting healthy boundaries. What did you think about that last episode, Shelley?
Powerful. Powerful. I'm going to use the word powerful because each episode really you provide these great power points, right, to help us sort of dive a little deeper into the nuggets and the tools that you're giving us. And, you know, every episode, as you said, really does build upon the other. And there's so much, which is why I'm glad you're recapping tonight, right, to help us.
Yes.
Sort of bring it all together.
Sure.
You know, everyone works at different paces, right? But the key is to continue to move forward. I know you've given us some great affirmations to help us continue what you call growing through, right? We're sort of quick to say going through, right? But you've coined a phrase that I like, growing through. Talk about that and what's at the heart of resiliently resetting our lives.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, when you talk about going through, G-O-I-N-G, it gives the impression that you're just kind of in the midst of something happening to you. It's not as empowering. It puts you in a position of not lack, but in a position of defense, as it were. And I like growing through because, you know, whatever you experience today, when tomorrow comes, you have more information than you had the day before. So because of that very fact, you have grown in your knowledge. You have grown in your awareness. You have grown in your understanding. So I think oftentimes when we talk about changing and growing, what we're really talking about is looking at shifting how we see something. And we talk about that and what is at the heart of how do I reset? What is it that I need to do to reset? You know, these past few weeks, we've offered the listeners a snapshot or a self-assessment, if you will, of their present ways of being and the areas within them that need to be strengthened or can be strengthened. You know, specifically, we've examined what's working, what's not working. What do we need to change? Or what do I need to stop doing, you know? When we talk about our soul work, we're talking about examining our mind, our will, our emotion, our intellect, and our imagination. And in examining those things, we're able to see what we need to reset and what is or is not going to fuel who we are growing or desire to be. This is what is causing us to stay stagnant in the same situation, the same mindset, the same condition emotionally and mentally that we've been in for a very long time.
So you've given us PowerPoint at the end of every show, and some really good, I don't like the word exercise, but they're sort of tools to help us reset, right? So let's recap, and how about we take each episode one at a time? Maybe there's like, give us from your heart, your spirit, what would be a good affirmation or a word that would sort of help us remember and continue to sort of reset when we have to, but definitely walk resiliently in our being and who we are, right? So the first show was, we talked about gratitude and the importance of gratitude. And one of the things that stuck out in that episode for me was you talked about having a couple of your coaching clients who were experiencing life, right? Life happens. And you approached it with, yes, this might not be working, that might not be going well, but what is going well? And let's be grateful for that. So from the first episode of gratitude, what would jump out and what should we, you know, really take away and run with moving forward?
So that's a really great question. And I would say right off the top of my head, be mindful. Be mindful to live in what is. Sometimes we can get focused on the big stuff that we discount the little stuff, which are ultimately steps or benchmarks to get us to that big thing that we're looking for. So I would say mindfulness.
I like that. Because we often forget, right? We see where we want to go and it seems so big, but we get a little discouraged when we sort of jump out there, but we have to be mindful that it's okay to take baby steps, right? One step at a time.
Yes, absolutely. And when you're mindful, it helps in minimizing distractions.
That's good.
It helps you to minimize distractions because it enables you to create a level of focus.
So I'm going to dig into that a little deeper. So is being mindful, is it, you're talking about more than maybe just our quiet time or our prayer time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is, you know, we talked about the pause before and to be mindful in a situation, particularly, let's just use a situation where you're in a disagreement with someone. When you're in a disagreement with someone, oftentimes you can be triggered. Oftentimes, more than you're listening for understanding, you're listening long enough so that you can be heard. So being mindful enables you to pause so that you can, one, breathe, so that you can, two, take a step out of the emotions of the situation and say to yourself, okay, what is this person really trying to say to me? What is this situation really, really trying to teach me? What is it that I need to learn or know because of what's happening? That pause is an opportunity to come out of your emotions, to manage them so that you can mindfully or thoughtfully process what's happening in front of you. So it is about a mindset change, as well as the prayer, as well as, you know, those other things that we talked about before. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So So then the next show after that, you talked about being intentional.
Yes.
And, there's so much. Like, we have these intentions, and talk to us about what would be your greatest takeaway, or I like to say way of being, right? This is the power of being, right? But
yes,
when we're intentional, how might that look? Like, give us an example of what that might look like.
So being intentional, in a nutshell, is questioning why you're doing what you're doing. What's your motive? What is the end game? Is it going to produce something that feeds the positiveness of who you are? Does it allow you to gain knowledge and wisdom so that you can walk out whatever that thing is that your gifts, skills, and talent allow you to operate in? It's what is your motive? When you're being intentional, you're questioning yourself before you're questioning anybody else. Why am I doing this? What is my motive? Who am I doing it for myself, or am I doing it for the betterment of what I have been called in a few in the earth? And am I doing it in love?
Okay. Now, you gave us an example, like if we believe we're supposed to, let's say, be an artist, right? We have a desire to create with our hands, right? Then
okay,
being intentional might look like reading books or taking classes or talking to other artists or going to art galleries. Is that what we're talking
yes
about?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is intentionally surrounding yourself with information enable you to take that thing to a whole nother level. We talked about...
I need you to say that again. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I need you to say that part again.
you got me hot off the press. It is really taking that time to consider and process the people around you and the information that you're taking in, and is that helping you further the goal that you're searching to achieve? We talked some time ago about if I desire to be a millionaire,
right,
then I need to educate myself on how millionaires think, what millionaires
mm-hmm
do, how they
mm-hmm
invest their money, what kind of circles and conversations do they have? What, you know, what are some of the things that are important to them? How do they make their money make money for them? You know, you can't achieve that level if you're constantly surrounding yourself with people who have a broke mentality, who are constantly spending frivolously.
Sure.
So you intentionally make decisions that are going to be stepping stones, whether it be through information, whether it be through activation, whether it be through opportunity, and whether it be through relationship, to get you into the arena of what your goal is that you're trying to achieve.
I'm going to borrow a bit of the word of God that says, you know, it's important to stop to count the cost, right? So
absolutely,
if your desire or your declaration or your intention is to become a millionaire, are you stopping to count the cost of what you're spending? Is this something I should be spending money on right now? What will it cost me? Will it delay me from you know, having enough money to maybe invest in some common stock, right? So I love that stock to count the cost of what we're doing, right?
You know, it's exactly.
And let me drive it home a little bit. You know how we as women, we love to shop, right? And it's like your best girlfriend or your sister, your mom says, hey, let's go shopping. And you say, huh, if I go shopping, is that going to, let me stop and count the cost, right, going on a shopping spree or going on a shopping trip with my friends. And sometimes, yes, we do those things, right? But sometimes the answer is, have to be intentionally and say, no, not right now, you know. So
Absolutely.
That new hat,
you know,
those new shoes, we'll have to wait.
Yes, and I love a good pair of shoes, and I love shopping for clothes. But, you know, I am at a place in my life now where I'm really assessing the things that I have. I don't need another pocketbook. I have many pocketbooks. I don't need another pair of shoes. I have many pairs of shoes. At this point, I'm buying things because I like them and because I want them, not because I need them. Taking that a step further and being intentional, God has given me an assignment to bring together women in small, intimate groups for weekend retreats and to pour into them. And that costs money. When I look at buying another pair of shoes, is that money that I could be storing up towards the assignment that God has given me so that when it comes time to have that weekend retreat, I have the money that I need to do what I need to do because I was now intentionally being mindful that my money has to show as a good steward that I am prepared and I am ready to carry out the assignment that God has given me. And I'm doing that through being mindful of how I'm spending my money.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are gentlemen watching, I hope there are. This is the Power of Being with I Am Young. The number to join the conversation is 515-602-9723. That's 515-602-9723. Iris, oh my gosh. I can't believe we're into April and, you know, the year, a quarter of the year is almost gone. We covered gratitude, being intentional, and last week you sort of brought us roundabout with healthy boundaries and setting boundaries. And why they're important and the different types of boundaries. What for you is the central part of just understanding boundaries in general and why they're important in our life?
When I think about creating healthy boundaries, what immediately comes to my mind is advocating for yourself in a way that speaks very clearly what your needs are, but not taking advantage of someone else's needs in the process. It's acknowledging what you need, but also acknowledging what others may need as well. It's advocating for yourself. You know, there are people who feel as though they don't have a voice, that they just have to take it on the chin, and that because they do that, somebody will eventually see that they're a good person or they're a nice person. Meanwhile, they're constantly being taken advantage of. And it's unfortunate, but this world is made up of givers and takers. And sometimes it appears that the takers are always getting away with the better end of the deal. So when we talk about setting boundaries, it's recognizing your own worth, own value, and standing up and saying, this does not work for who I am as a person or for what I need in my life. You know, because of my life experiences, I know, unfortunately, all too well that tomorrow is not promised. So because I've lived the experiences that I've had from the age of 20, my mid-20s, I developed this mindset of I don't have time, tolerance, or patience for foolishness. So that was a boundary that I established because that was that I had experienced in my life. But what that experience showed me was what was important and what wasn't. What was I fueling energy to that I shouldn't have been, and refocusing that energy on things that were important, that fueled my values, that fueled my belief system, that fueled who I was growing to be. So healthy boundaries enables us to regain our voice and to advocate what our needs are. Not always our wants, because we don't always get what we want. But you absolutely should be able to advocate for what you need to be healthy, to be happy, to be fulfilled, and to live a faith-filled and prosperous life.
This is why, you know, I love your show, because, you know, oftentimes when we first hear the word boundary or you've got to set boundaries, I think a lot of times there's the notion of drawing a line in the sand that sort of protects you and that you don't allow someone to cross it. But what you're saying is, you know, drawing that boundary where it's sort of like enough is enough. I'm no longer going to take this. I am going to grow forward and speak up for myself, right? Because there is a time to listen, right, and a time to be quiet. But there is a time we have to speak, and we have, as you said, advocate for ourselves.
Absolutely.
But I think too often we hear boundaries, we think of something that confines or, you know, a fence or a barrier to protect, or whether it's emotionally or physically. You're next level here, Iris. You're talking about, you know, wait, I've been sitting here not saying anything, observing. No, it's time for me to speak up, right? Or time for me to advance, move forward. Maybe
and
it's time to leave.
Yep.
I don't, yeah, go ahead.
And that's the difference between a boundary and a barrier. A barrier does just that. Nothing gets out and nothing gets in. Whereas a boundary enables you to establish a clear understanding of what is acceptable, what is not acceptable as you grow forward. So that's the difference between creating a healthy boundary versus creating a barrier. When you create a barrier, nothing is coming in, definitely nothing good is coming in. And then nothing bad is getting out, because you have encapsulated yourself in this proverbial wall. But you're behind the wall with all that bad stuff that you convince yourself you're protecting yourself from so that other people won't hurt you. But you're back there with all that stuff. That's counterproductive.
You're listening to The Power of Being. You still have time to join the conversation, folks. This is Aya Young. She's doing a recap of the most recent episodes about resetting and resilience. We've been walking through a resilient reset. And the number to join the conversation, ask a question, offer a comment, 515-602-9723. Give it to you one more time, 515-602-9723. Okay, Iris. So
yes.
We know this is not the end of the power of being, but you sure give us a lot. you know, you sure give us a lot. So the focus tonight has been informational, right? And
yes.
I love it because it really does reinforce, you know, when you listen and you watch things over and over, it reinforces what you learn. And it strengthens all that you've been depositing in us. So I'm excited. So let's talk about, you know, as we close out this topic and issue in our soul work, what do we have to look forward to from the power of being as we grow forward? Like that, grow forward.
Yes.
What's coming up?
Well, we're going to have some really dynamic guest hosts come on. We're going to talk about understanding emotional intelligence and how to manage our emotions and how those emotions can cause blind spots in how you process situations in life and how you navigate challenges. We're going to talk about mental wellness.
Okay.
Definitely a perspective of understanding before a person becomes unwell mentally or emotionally, there are different signs and or symptoms that they will exhibit before they get to a place of unwellness. And I am a mental health educator through Mental Health USA. I'm a certified instructor through that international organization. And the goal is to just remove the stigma of mental illness or mental unwellness. Definitely from a cultural perspective. And I think that through the African-American community, we're talking about it more, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And people need to understand that it's okay to not be okay, but that in not being okay, you have to do something about it, and you don't have to suffer from silence anymore. So we're going to be talking that. I've said this before, and I will say it again. I'm really interested in hearing from the audience and finding out what they're interested in talking about, what they may be challenged with, and how we can maybe provide a healthy dialogue and some tools and strategies and answers to some things they may be going through. So I'm looking forward to, there's so much information that I have. I've been doing this for well over 23 years, working in a correctional facility, working with students, working with male and female inmates, working with church organizations, nonprofit organizations. So I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot. And I know that I have a mandate on my life to help people who are in bondage to the issues of life, who don't necessarily understand who they are or know what their purpose per se is in life. I have a mandate on my life to help them find it. And to help provide guidance so that they can walk this process not alone, but with someone who can give them some tools and some answers. You know, we talked before that if you have a challenge in your life, You don't want to seek out other people who have those same challenges. You want to surround yourself with people that have the answer, not your problem.
Sure.
So I don't have all the answers. That's why I bring other people in that do.
Sure.
But yeah. So it looks like we have callers, Shelley. Is that, am I looking at that correct?
We do have a caller. Caller, your line is open. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is the Power
Team. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
All right, wonderful. This is Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
Hi. I tried
to join
from the link. Oh, ha, I am, in spite of the Job experiences I've been dealing with, I'm good.
I'm definitely glad. Have you been taking advantage of the PowerPoint activities we've been talking about?
I've been taking advantage of that. I actually was trying to get through the link, and I started hearing the show, and then it stopped. So I was like, okay, well, let me call in, and I can listen that way.
Well, I'm glad you kept trying. Look, let me ask you a question, because you've been listening to various episodes, and talk to me about what the episodes have meant to you or what you've gotten from them.
For myself and the various episodes, whether it be on love, whether it be on topics of just self-motivation or self-empowering, they've been good to me and helpful to me because I actually, what I do outside of my regular job is I work with youth and young adults that are dealing with self-esteem or self-identity issues or dealing with traumas of various kinds. So some of the activities that you talk about, that you share, you know, I do mention, I actually now see that there is a way to go back and kind of listen to some of the messages. I take, you know, take notes. I take the information that you do share and just kind of implement it in some of just my encouragement. I have been providing the phone number so individuals can call in and listen to the show as well. And just kind of, they have questions, ask questions, give their own input. So, you know, I believe in, and I think you were talking about that when the everything connected. And I'm just a believer that for some people, we have to ensure that the lifestyle that we live is one of consistency, of integrity, of obedience. Yeah. Because to some people, we are the only Bible they know. We are the motivation that they know. We are the inspiration that they know. And that's just not for young people. There are a whole lot of adults that are still holding on to things that they never had a chance to talk about.
Right.
So our transparency, our truth, I'll just giving them some tools and resources to say, hey, don't be afraid to look in the mirror at you.
Wow.
You know, identify those areas in our life. Because that self-examination, it goes deep. And in order to heal from something, you got to get to the root of that thing. So it's just, don't be afraid to look at you. Because when you can look at you and you can correct you, you will not have any problem of showing forgiveness and grace to somebody else because we've been there. No one is exempt from anything. No matter what your title is or how long you tempted. No one's exempt from falling. No one is exempt from going through. And when I tell you for the first 7 days of April, I've been through it.
But you're still
totaled. But I'm still trusting God. I've been going through it, things that was in places, out of place, but I'm still trusting God because I know that my praise and my faith is not determined on my good days. Because God is still God, whether my day is good or bad.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what the power of being. That's what the power of being does, folks. And I tell you, thank you so much, Katrina. I am so content that if people would take a chance on themselves, don't even just think of it like you're taking a chance on me. You're taking a chance on yourself to do something different and do something that takes you outside of your comfort zone. I promise you, you'll find out that you're much stronger, more resilient than you ever thought you were. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Katrina, for calling in.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I so appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate you and love you both back.
All right. Take care.
You too.
So in the few minutes, in literally minutes, we have left, Iris, do you have a PowerPoint for us this week? Or?
Yes, I do. I do. And, you know, there are people who believe change what happened in their life. They believe life happens to them without any input, guidance, or influence on their part. That change is only possible when external situations and circumstances shift on their behalf. They have too many obstacles in their way and that the odds are stacked against them. But what if I can't became I can? And what if never turned into possible? Strange as it seems, we all have opportunities to change presented to us in life. The problem is that we've walked in fear, negative self-talk, and self-defeating behaviors for so long, it's blinded our ability to press through what's comfortable. This is because we don't like to confront and understand the real barriers in our lives that hold us back. What if I told you your problem was in fact not a problem, but a process? And what if your weakness that you were challenged with is actually an opportunity for you to grow and shine? Would it change the way you see your situation? Would it change the way you approach it? And would it change your mindset and your attitude? Change isn't always instant, but it can be a long and at times painful process. True change is a decision we make to do something different or to be different in our way of thinking in order to achieve a different outcome. This week, I want you to reflect on all of our previous PowerPoints. Think about how they impact you. Think about how you can go back and revisit each thing that we've discussed, and what your responses have been. The process begins with us. It begins with a choice to do what you've not done before and to keep trying until something works. I want to thank you guys for hanging in there with us, and we'll see you back here in another 2 weeks. Let's grow through this process together. Thank you for listening to The Power of Being. My name is I.A. Young. Kelly, I want to thank you once again for your riding along with me, you, the listener. Tune in next time, April 25th, for our next episode. Good night.